Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Maria, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Eurobank Holdings conference call to present and discuss the second quarter 2020 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fokion Karavias, CEO. Mr. Karavias, you may now proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurobank first half 2020 results presentation. Together with me is our CFO, Haris Kokologiannis, and the Investor Relations team. Let me start from an overview of recent developments before we present our results. On the pandemic front, in spite of the recent surge of ill incidents, Greece, Bulgaria and Cyprus, our core markets, remain among the least affected countries in Europe. In Greece, in areas that infections increased, the government implemented restrictions at the local level. Any further measures will be locally targeted instead of a country-wide lockdown. Unsurprisingly, the tourism season seems quite subdued. Thus, chances for GDP contraction in 2020, closer to the adverse scenario, have increased. However, on the positive side, the policy response at the European and domestic level has been unprecedented in breadth and magnitude, exceeding earlier expectations. A reflection of these measures is visible in the government bond yields, which are close to all-time lows. Of the European policy initiatives, let me highlight the next generation EU package, from which Greece is expected to get 32 billion euros over the next 4 years, equivalent to 4 percentage points of GDP annually, or more than 17 cumulatively. The Greek government implements public support measures of 16 billion euros, which corresponds to a fiscal stimulus of 8.5 percentage points of 2019 GDP. In addition, liquidity support is introduced mainly through state guarantees and subsidy schemes, leveraging 9 billion euros new business loans. The government considers expanding such support, while the 9-month mortgage subsidy program on primary residences offers a bridge to full payment pattern. Since the pandemic outbreak, our key priorities remain the health and safety of our people, business continuity, and supporting our clients with payment moratoria and new lending. Additionally, we concluded the Cairo and SPS transactions with low value in June. This completes our transformation plan, as announced in 2018, and delivers a major balance sheet de-risking, as shown on slide 4. More specifically, during the last 18 months, the stock of NPEs decreased by more than 10 billion euros and now stands at 6.2. The NPE ratio improved by 22 percentage points to reach 15.3%, while the coverage ratio increased by 7 percentage points to 61%. The above were combined with active capital management so that the impact on capital was contained. In the first half of 2020, our CAD ratio reached 15.5%. As a result, we had a massive improvement in our Texas ratio by almost 50 percentage points. In July's AGM, the distribution of the mezzanine and junior notes through the shares of the SPV, Cairo Mez PLC, as a payment in kind, was approved. On slide 5, the highlights of the Cairo Mez share distribution are presented. Shareholders will receive one Cairo Mez share for every 12 Eurobank shares, and the distribution will take place during the last week of September. Now, let's see our financial results for the first half of the year, as highlighted on slide 6. Our recurring net profits reached 176 million euros, of which 117 in the second quarter. On a year-on-year basis, core pre-provision income was up 8%. Net interest income was marginally up in the first half year-on-year, but 3% higher from the previous quarter. Commissions increased by 16% year-on-year, but were down 5% quarter-on-quarter due to the lockdown during the second quarter. Operating expenses were down 5% year-on-year in Greece. The second quarter results also include the combined impact of the Cairo and FPA transactions at minus 1.3 billion euros. Let me now turn on asset quality. The organic NPE formation was negative by 77 million euros, while the cost of risk ratio was 1.5% in the second quarter. We reiterate our guidance for annual cost of risk in the 140 to 160 basis points range, which is circa 60 basis points more than what was planned before the pandemic outbreak. Our total capital ratio increased by 110 basis points from the previous quarter and stands at 16.5%. Customers were actively supported through payment moratoria and new loan disbursement, especially for companies. In Greece, the net organic increase in our performing loans was 1.1 billion euros in the first 6 months. On top of that, as of July, we are disbursing an additional amount of another 1.1 billion euros under the current Hellenic Development Bank programs. Furthermore, once these programs are expanded, and this will happen quite soon, we expect additional loans of around 0.8 billion euros. So overall, business loans after repayments are expected to grow by more than 2 billion euros for the full year 2020. Deposits were up by 0.3 billion euros in the first half. The group loans to deposit ratio reached 82%. Our international operations continue contributing significantly to the diversification of our profitability base and remain strongly positive across the countries. Our profit reached 82 million euros in the first half. In summary, our de-risk balance sheet, the resilient PPI, and the 110 basis points improvement in our capital ratio enable the bank to address more effectively any challenges ahead. At this point, I would like to ask our CFO, Harris Kokologiannis, to present our first half results before opening the Q&A session.
Thank you, Fokion. Let me first comment on the accounting treatment of the Cairo transaction. In the second quarter, the Cairo loans have been reclassified as assets held for sale. This will be deconsolidated in the third quarter upon the distribution of mezzanine and junior notes through Cairo Mez PLC shares to the shareholders. At that time, the Cairo senior notes of 2.4 billion euro will be recognized as an asset on our balance sheet. In this presentation, for comparability purposes, Cairo senior notes have been included pro forma in the June-end asset figures. In addition, second quarter results include the impact from the Cairo loss and the gain from the sale of FPS, which overall amount to 1.3 billion euro. Let's now provide some more insight on the second quarter results, starting from funding and liquidity on page 11. As shown on the left part of the page, the bank is already making use of a total of 8 billion euro TLTRO III at a rate of minus 100 basis points. As this rate applies since the last week of June, the incremental benefit from 50 to 100 basis points on NII will appear from the third quarter onwards. At the right part of the page, group deposits decreased slightly in the second quarter by 200 million euro. This is due to the public sector's deposits, which decreased by 1.5 billion, offsetting private sector's growth by 1.3 billion. Net loans to deposit ratio receded in the second quarter to 81.6%. Moving on page 14 and on lending growth. During the first half of the year, performing loans increased by 3.3 billion euro, including the Cairo senior notes of 2.4 billion, as explained above. The organic growth for this period amounted to 1.3 billion, driven by the Greek business portfolio and international. On page 15, more detail on business loans growth in Greece is provided. Specifically, during the first half of the year, business portfolio balances increased by 1.1 billion. In addition, another 1.1 billion new loans have been approved in the context of the state support loan facilities, and their disbursement has started from July onwards. Finally, the bank is expecting an allotment of approximately 800 million euro from the upcoming expansion of support programs, mainly through state guarantees. As a result, for 2020, business loan balances in Greece are expected to increase year on year after repayments by more than 2 billion euro. Moving to profitability on page 18, net interest income for the group increased quarter on quarter by 2.9% to 349 million. The major part of the increase relates with funding cost improvement, namely deposits, market repos, and LTRO. The positive impact was partly offset by lower net interest income from international, mainly due to reduced base rates and lower yields on placing surplus liquidity. On a year-on-year basis, net interest income is higher by 0.6%. On page 19, net commission income decreased quarter-on-quarter by 5.8%, as the higher lending and investment property fees were offset by the impact of lockdown to the network activities, capital markets, and assets under management fees. On a year-on-year basis, commission income is higher by 15.7% due to the impact of Grivalia and higher bancassurance lending and capital market fees. On page 20, operating expenses quarter-on-quarter are lower by 7 million euro or by 3.1%, due to lower staff and branch network costs, also affected by the lockdown. On a year-on-year basis, costs, despite the base effect of the merger with Grivalia and the acquisition of Piraeus Bulgaria, are lower by 0.8%. In Greece, costs are lower by 4.7%, and specifically staff costs by 10.5%, due to reduced headcount and a rationalization of related expenses. Further on pre-provision income and on page 7. On the top left of the page, core PPI increased quarter on quarter by 12 million euro or by 5.8% as a result of higher net interest income and lower operating expenses, which offset lower commission income. On a year-on-year basis, core PPI is higher by 8% at 435 million euro. Pre-provision income increased significantly to 287 million euro due to strong trading gains. Before changing topic, let me update you on the latest outlook for the second half and the full year 2020 of the core PPI drivers. First, on net interest income, we reiterate our previous guidance for a low single-digit decline for the full year 2020. The most significant impact in the second half will come from the lower net interest income from NPEs as a result of Cairo completion. Furthermore, the decline in corporate spread is expected to continue, also considering that the major part of new loan production relates with low-risk state support programs. On the other hand, second half will be positively affected by the higher loan volumes, as explained above, the TLTRO, and the lower cost of deposits. As regards commission income, this is expected to gradually recover from second quarter levels as a further countrywide lockdown is not probable. In this context, we remain to our guidance for a low single-digit increase year-on-year. Finally, operating expenses will continue their downward trajectory, driven by reduced staff expenses and further rationalization of branch network. As a result, we expect for the full year 2020 operating costs lower year-on-year by a low single-digit rate. Summary, we reiterate the guidance we provided in the first half, in the first quarter results, for a core pre-provision income in 2020 of €840 million. Moving on asset quality and on page 8, as shown on the top left of the page, NPE formation was negative in the quarter by €77 million, driven by the business portfolio. Following Cairo completion, NPE ratio stands at 15.3% and NPE coverage at 60.6%, more than 6 percentage points higher than 1 year ago. Cost of risk over net loans amounted in the second quarter to 1.5% and loan provisions to €145 million. Moving on the capital position and on page 10. In the second quarter, total capital ratio increased by 110 basis points to 15.5%. The increase was driven by the result of the period, the market valuation of securities portfolio, the CRR quick fixes, and the IRB shortfall improvement. The above drivers were partly offset by the increase of RWAs due to loan disbursements and market risk. Fully loaded Basel III CET1 ratio amounted to 11.2% at the end of June. This completes my presentation, and we may now open the floor for your questions.
The first question is from the line of Floriani Jonas with Axia Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. My first question is on NII slide 18. I'm just wondering if you have a view on the loan component of the NII going forward, especially after Cairo. You know, I take your comments now that you just mentioned on guidance for NII and PPI, but you know, all in, what is the level you should be thinking of now going forward? And I think that for now as well, most of the dynamics have been around the declining loan margin, where you have been supported by, you know, a better cost of funding and also the security part of it. So this is the first question. The second is on capital. I remember in the previous call you mentioned that the CRR benefit you were envisaging was roughly around 60 to 65 basis points positive. You show here that you booked some in the quarter. I mean, are you still, is the guidance still for 60 to 65 basis points a full impact? And if so, how much of that have you booked now in the second quarter? And then finally, I have a question on asset quality on slide 23. Just wondering what was the spike on the consumer formation there. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas, for the question. Let's start from the I'll get the two first, and then Fakir will elaborate on the asset quality. So starting from the net interest income, let's start from the specific, that it is the spreads on the performing portfolio, and then I'll provide a more broad outlook on net interest income, although I mentioned some hints in the before. So on performing spreads of corporates, they are down, as you may see on page 17, by close to 20, 3 basis points quarter on quarter, or close to 45 basis points year to date. Half of the reduction is related to new production, which comes at low rates by approximately 50 to 60 basis points, and half due to renewals and the repricing of existing loans at low rates again. Going forward, we should expect some further reduction in spreads coming also from the state guarantee loan program that due to the lower risk is coming in at a lower client rate. However, this is expected to be offset by the new loan generation, higher volume, so overall on net interest income in euro terms we should not expect any material movement, if not slightly positive. Now, let's come on the overall outlook for net interest income. As I said, we reiterate our business guidance for a low single-digit decline of net interest income for the full year 2020, i.e. close to minus 3%. That means that we should expect net interest income in the second quarter to be lower than in the first one by approximately 4%, I would say. The most significant negative effect is coming from the Cairo consolidation. So the impact, the net interest income from due to Cairo, the impact on net interest income in the second half due to Cairo consolidation will be lower by 50 to 55 million euros due to this reason. This will be partly offset by the senior coupon. Of course, the declining corporate spread, as I said, is expected to continue. On the other hand, net interest income will be positively affected by the accelerated loan growth pace, the TLTRO 3 impact that will kick in the second half of the year, and the lower cost of deposits. If you've seen on page 17 as well, that there is a very well downward progress on the client rate of deposit cost. So overall, we reiterate our guidance for a low single-digit decline on NII for the full year 2020. Now, coming on capital, on page 10 of the presentation, overall, we had an increase of our total capital ratio by 110 basis points to 15.5 at the end of June. A part of 35 basis points related with CRR quick fixes, namely and mainly the IFRS 9 Stage 1 and Stage 2 revised transition and SME loans discount factor. We expected before seeing the final decision of European Commission to have a larger impact coming from the intangibles. However, this is very small. Overall, we should not expect any further positive impact on that front. We may have a case of something small at the end of 10 basis points, revisiting again the issue of software, but nothing more than that.
Now, on asset quality, which was your third question, the second quarter formation, as I mentioned during my introductory remark, remain negative by 77 million euros. This is on slide 8. And that was more or less the figure that we were expecting in the beginning of the quarter. Now, on your question in particular about slide 23 and the 22 million euro positive consumer loan formation, indeed, this figure is quite unusual. I mean, if you compare it with the rest of the time series. As a matter of fact, it is a technical issue of reporting a lower formation in the Q1. The correct one would have been flattish instead of the minus 10 that we reported. and therefore the figure was corrected, reversed in the second quarter. Since we're talking about the second quarter, I think it is also important to mention that despite the lockdown that we experienced in the second quarter, cash payments remain quite resilient. As you can see on page 22, the previous page, we have recorded cash payments of 53 million euros versus 65 in Q1, something that we consider being quite positive. Overall, and based on the evidence that we have so far, we believe that the payment culture has not been deteriorated, and any participation of the customers in moratoria, either for household or businesses, was in line with our expectations. Now, let me mention a few words about the next quarter, Q3. Based on what we see so far, formation is expected to remain in negative territory, maybe flat formation for businesses, but negative for households. But obviously, in order to have a more clear picture about the client's long-term ability to service their loans, we should wait until the first quarter of 2021.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sevim Mehmet with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for the presentation. Just two quick questions from my side. First of all, would you be able to share with us any color on the expected performance of moratoria loans after their expiry? Do you have any expectations of what the magnitude of NPE transition from this 5 billion portfolio could be, taking into account all these support measures, etc.? And secondly, given your coverage levels are now at very comfortable following the completion of CARO at 60%, do you think this is the new normal, or would you expect this to come down over time again to previous levels? So are you, do you have any plans to utilize some of it, so to say, going forward? Thanks very much.
Thank you. So let me start from moratoria. On page 9, we present what is the current situation with moratoria. Let me share with you that we have experienced a slowdown in the moratoria since the end of May. We present the balance, the stock as of June, which was 5 billion euros in Greece, and applications June to date were quite low, and therefore we don't expect any material change on this balance. Now, moving into Q3 and Q4, in line with the decision of the Hellenic Banking Association, we have extended all moratoria until the end of the year. And this is the reason why I mentioned before that we should expect the first quarter of 2021 before we have intangible evidence about the performance. However, as we speak, our priority is to take timely action to minimize any sort of cliff effects when the moratoria measures begin to expire. To this extent, we are segmenting the portfolio so that we can present to customers special processes and solutions for each segment. Let me give the example of the Gefira 9-month subsidy program, which is one such solution. And this program acts as a bridge between the current status of moratoria and a return to full payment pattern. And based on our estimates, about 50% of the mortgages that we have under moratoria should be eligible for the program of Gefira. Now, for those households which may not be eligible for Gefira, the bank will offer other customized solutions, and obviously for SMEs and SMBs, we make active use of the state guarantee loan programs so that to facilitate the exit of the customers from the moratoria. Now, in your question, what is the percentage, let's say, that we expect from this 5 billion to be under stress? Obviously, as I said before, let me repeat that we have to wait to have a more clear evidence, but I would like to stress that the majority of the loans under the moratoria are of very good quality. They are performing or performing for bond loans, and these are clients who have managed to come over the financial crisis in Greece during the last 10 years, remaining performing. So this makes us optimistic that any problem is going to be small and manageable. So this is where we stand at the moment. Obviously, the recovery, the size of the recovery of the economy 2021 also is going to be an important factor that should affect the asset quality going forward. Therefore, overall, we remain quite optimistic that the impact on the asset quality is going to be quite manageable. Now, let me come on your second question about coverage and whether this is a new normal or there is room to move at levels that we have experienced before. We want to keep maximum flexibility on that. At the moment, we don't have any plans to move at a lower coverage, but I cannot exclude this happening during the course of 2021.
Thanks very much, Fokion. Very useful and helpful.
The next question is from the line of Boulouhouris Alexandros with Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Just to clarify, because I missed it when you were mentioning this earlier, I think in your outlook for 2020, on your cost of risk guidance, does it remain at 140 to 160 bps that you had mentioned in the first quarter? Is that correct? Thank you.
Sure. Let me confirm that we have reiterated our guidance for 2020 cost of risk being between 140 160 basis points versus the 90 basis points that was our guidance in the pre-COVID era. Let me remind you that in order to come up with this guidance, we have assumed a cumulative arithmetic reduction in GDP for 2020 and 2021 for the 2 years of 2.5%. And based on the evidence that we have so far, we believe this estimate still holds. And let me make reference to the summer forecast of the European Commission for Greece, which was for a GDP of minus 9 and plus 6% for 20 and 21, respectively. So an arithmetic reduction of about 3%, which is very close to our estimate of 2.5. So yes, we remain at this range of cost of risk.
Thank you. And as a follow-up on the moratoria that you mentioned, you're saying that you're seeing a slowdown, so the 5 billion we should not expect this to grow significantly from now on, or maybe
That's
now
correct.
Because there is there's no evidence that because there is a second outbreak we're seeing a renewed, let's say, interest on moratoria in August, September, or anything like that?
It is important that the economy remains open. We don't expect any horizontal lockdown. despite a sort of a second wave that we have experienced mainly during August. And therefore, based on this, we don't expect any material change on the stock of 5 billion euros.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Zevalos Pedro with Dalton Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Could you help us and give an assessment of any sectors within the economy that you feel are performing better than your initial assessment and others that may be performing worse than your original assessment? Thank you.
Let me start from the latter, the worst. I mean, and let me talk about tourism because tourism is a very important sector for the Greek economy. Obviously, we knew from the early days of the COVID outbreak that tourism was going to have a very hard time during 2020. However, it turned to be that the tourism season was quite subdued, even from the most pessimistic initial expectations. And this is the reason why I mentioned that the chances for GDP contraction in 2020 to be closer to the other scenario have increased. Now, sectors that are doing better than initially expected, I believe retail overall is not doing that bad. Obviously, retail got a very significant hit during the lockdown. But since then, we see retail consumption recovering. And I think retail is going to close the year better than initially expected. Pharmaceuticals, which also is an important sector for the Greek economy, there is no question that it's doing quite well. Also, what we see being quite resilient so far is the real estate sector. Real estate prices have not really declined in any material way. And we see also transactions taking place in real estate, both commercial and residential. And definitely this is an outcome that which is better than initially expected.
Mr. Zevalios, are you done with your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Memisoglu Osman with Ambrosia Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, many thanks for your time and presentation. I just wanted to touch base on the recovery fund, the EU recovery fund. If there's anything you can share with us in terms of color or just info, not only on the macro side, you all kind of touched on it, but is there any direct, you know, is some of the money supposed to go through the banks? How are you getting ready for this? Are you designing anything special? I know there are many moving parts, but any color would be helpful. Thank you.
I'm afraid it's too early to say about it. The government is working quite intensively on how to make use of this fund. Mm-hmm. Based on the information that we have so far, there is no any immediate allocation to the banking sector. But again, it is too early to make a call about it. Let's wait a few more months so that we have more visibility.
Okay. And on a separate topic completely, you mentioned the NII hit of 50 to 55 million due to Cairo, if I heard that correctly. And that included or excluded the senior, the benefit from the senior? Could you repeat that, if you don't mind?
Yes, your question is correct because I didn't clarify that properly. The minus 50, minus 55, concerning the comparison between the two halves overall on a yearly basis is close to 100 or 120. And this includes the senior, the mitigating impact of the senior coupon.
Okay, it includes the mitigating impact. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Caravias for any closing comments. Thank you.
Let me thank you all for participating in this conference call. Let me also thank you for your questions. We will be available for any follow-up calls or follow-up questions for the second quarter results or what we see going forward. Thank you very much for your participation.